Let's hear from the coach. This is Behind the Beard with Bobby Smyrniotis, Forge FC head coach and sporting director. Now, the woman who takes us there, here's Mackenzie Barwell on the Forge Audio Network.
Listen, welcome back, everyone. Season two. Well, I guess for us.
Yeah. Welcome back for everyone. We've been sitting here for 10 minutes trying to get this started.
I think we've got audio and visuals rolling, so we are now set to continue on Behind the Beard 2024 edition. How's it feel to be back, Bobby?
Excellent. How's it looking here?
Really good. I already said that this was a bit of an overstimulating setup, but I think in the coming weeks we'll maybe experiment with some decor.
We could. Hasn't happened in 5 years plus, but maybe we can change the angle in here.
As long as we spread this out, we were just talking about whether or not there's some new additions to the office. Obviously, this is new.
Yes.
Forge FC, Guadalajara, yes, 2024.
Cup. Jersey, signed by the players from our Champions Cup game. So Joe, our equipment manager, takes care of me after big games and makes sure I have all these memorabilia that somehow ends up here.
All the necessary things that go into one corner of Bobby's office.
There we go.
Nobody can see the rest, but when I tell you, it is a blank slate, a clean canvas, if you will. Not even a window, actually.
No windows here.
Okay, Bobby, I didn't tell you what we were going to talk about today,
but
I'll get into it now because we're rolling. First, the team's form and how you've started the 2024 season, the Canadian Championship, and then the school day match coming up. So all very exciting things. I'll open it up by talking about some of the questions that you've recently been asked, a lot of which have been surrounding what you've liked about this group and what some of the biggest contributors are to this early success. And I've noticed one of the things you emphasize is tactical execution. So can you go a little bit more in detail about what you've seen from the group during training that has really allowed them to translate those high-quality scoring opportunities and defensive plays on game days?
Yeah, to be honest, I think the guys have been excellent since we started the season, and the season started for us way back in January. And you know, last year I talked about the loss of not playing in a CONCACAF competition,
yes.
And how that maybe cost us a little bit over the season. And yeah, of course, it's early. We played the two games against Chivas. There are two matches. We didn't move on to the next round. But that brings a different level of energy to the players. It brings a different level of stimulus. And it also allows us to challenge them a little bit more tactically. And then that spin-off, or slingshot effect, as I call it, mm-hmm. Rolls into the season. So I think that, that whole part has helped us. And the guys have come into the season with a very good mindset. I think it's a refreshed group. A lot of the same players,
mm-hmm.
But refreshed mindsets. And we're seeing that in this first few weeks. The challenge is to keep on going.
Yeah. And one of the other things that you've emphasized, too, is match rhythm, tempo, and the importance of establishing that pace of play. And I think, to your point, the Chivas matches probably help to contribute that part to the regular season. So how have you seen that in particular influence matches? I'm thinking specifically with regards to the Valor match last week and then also York on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it's a great example of two matches. And I think, in the match against Valor, our tempo has gone down. And that's something we have to be careful about, especially against teams that can defend well. And Valor's very, very good at that, remaining in a block. And that's, you don't look at their results in the other games. It's something that they can do well. You just got to make sure you keep the tempo high. Team was feeling good after a few good games. And that sometimes is a trap. And you talk to the players about that. And we got out of that, and then we've played a Canadian Championship game against York where the tempo got high again. So we were quick. We were quick in our transitions. We were quick in our ball rotation and our positional rotations. And, that leads to three goals in the first half. And, a lot of times when you're able to do that, you're able to kill off a game, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And that's something that we want to be able to do this season. And a lot of it comes from the guys just doing the right things, getting into the right places of the field that give us high opportunities to create goal-scoring chances. You mm-hmm. do that enough, one of them is going to go in. You do it more, a second one goes, so on and so forth.
That's how statistics work around
here.
Yeah, that's been a big theme that I've noticed as well talking to players is coming out, scoring early and often. Dom mentioned to me that this team has too much quality to concede or lose a game after coming out like that. Speaking of pace of play, though, I want to highlight a dynamic that I specifically noticed the last match against York, and that was between Dav Chouinard and Tristan Borges. And I know Borges has been a big topic of conversation recently as well because of the stats that he's putting up, understandably so. But I want to highlight their partnership because I think that this was something that not everyone got to see enough of maybe in 2023. So what do they together and the on-field chemistry bring to this team?
Yeah, they're two important players to this club, and they've been around here for a long time. And, you know, we missed them, and we missed their form last year to a great degree, all for different reasons that we were aware of. Players obviously aware of injuries, different things like that. And these are two top players in the Canadian Premier League. And, you know, we've gone out last year and champions once again in this league without having these two guys anywhere near their top form. So I knew that coming into the season, they're like two new signings coming in fresh, refreshed, with a good mindset, good energy. And it's exactly what you want for these two players at the beginning of the season. You know, not only to have positive performances, but to put up the numbers.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing for an attacking player. And now you have a player who not only can go out there, compete, do the right things, but they've got the confidence that they can score a goal, create a goal, and, you know, they don't have to think about that because they've already done it. And I think that's key to these two guys and their confidence, and we're seeing it early in the season. And I know when they're rolling, it's a very good thing for our team.
Yeah, they're so fun to watch. And you talk about them not really thinking about it, and they're no hesitation when Borges went in for a goal, goes off the post, and then Dav comes in swinging, and then, I'm sorry, but the fact that it went bar down, something was a little bit more exciting than usual.
Quite the finish,
yeah,
that's for sure.
One other player I want to talk about, I wasn't going to because I know you've been asked about him a lot, but now goalkeeper of the month, Chris Colongo. You've also mentioned how he was put in a tough position coming in, and he's been training behind the best goalkeeper in this league, or who has been the best goalkeeper in this league, Tristan Henry. So what is it about Chris Colongo that you think has allowed him to step up in such a big way, especially after training with this team for as long as he has?
Have you ever had a conversation with him?
Yes, multiple times. And we talked about him in the scooter incident with Seba. So to be honest, he has such a composed energy on the field, and you can kind of see it off.
Cool.
Cool.
That's it. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's just down to earth, relaxed, ready to go. You know, sometimes you think he may be sleeping, but you know, he doesn't get fazed by a lot. And that's a great thing to have, you know, and especially for a keeper, because a keeper, you're a person of the moment. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready for that one or two excellent opportunities from the opponent. And he's shown that early in the season. You know, partner that with two things I said in one of, I think it was one of my post-game interviews. He does two things very well for a goalkeeper, and it sounds crazy, but he catches the ball. And, I mean, he catches it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make a save and allow rebounds to go out in bad situations. And then he's excellent with his feet, and that's a big thing for a modern goalkeeper. You know, he gives us a lot of good match rhythm by just playing. The guys have a lot of confidence in playing with him. And, you know, it's given us also a different dimension to the way we can do things.
He's, of course, been a big contributor to this early success as well, as you just said. But something else that you are constantly preaching is recognizing that the first couple games of a season doesn't determine how the rest will unfold. So how do you ensure that this momentum continues in the next couple weeks and months for that matter?
Yeah, first and foremost, you look at the history, and we know for our own team, it doesn't really dictate what happens later on.
I wasn't going to say it.
Right? But that's the easiest way of looking at it. You've got that example internally that, you know, we traditionally haven't been a team that starts very well, and in the end, everything turns
Works
out to
out.
Be
it's
pretty good.
It's always a happy ending.
So we have to know that. But I think with a team like ours, you know, it's momentum and the psychology of coming out in a positive way to start the season, I think is very good. You know, gives the guys different air of confidence. Because we're a team that tries to play football, sometimes tries to play a little bit too much football. There's risk in that. You know, there's safer ways of playing and winning games.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that as a coach, but we're going to go and do it our way. And when you can pick up points early in the season, it's going to go a long way as we keep on going through each and every week. And, you know, when you get through the first round of playing teams and then you find them a second time, you know, things become a little bit more challenging as well.
Right. Before we move on to the Canadian Championship, I want to just quickly go over the team's form health-wise. We know that Garve is back into the lineup, same with Dom. Noah has come on late in games. So can you just kind of go over who we can expect to see and maybe vice versa? I know Malik also took a knock. So,
Yeah, so all those guys you mentioned are back. They're healthy, moving along, which is great to see him in the matches. Dom got in last match. Noah's been picking up minutes in the last few games. And, you know, it's the beauty of football. Sometimes a player's ready to go and play, and injury comes along, and the next guy steps in and goes forward with doing things. You know, Malik's been fantastic for us in the first few games of the season. You know, he's got a little bit of an issue right now that we're monitoring. And, you know, early in the season, you want to make sure now you take your time on this, but just you're doing things right. You're not bringing a player back too early and then losing him for a bigger part of the season. So right now he's kind of under control, and you were taking it kind of week by week with him.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to bring up, believe it or not, it's not in my notes, actually. This one's off the dome. Coach's clinic, you talked about the importance of every single player on the team. You said somebody maybe younger, doesn't matter their level of play. It could be a Kyle Becker, somebody coming right out of Sigma, like Zane Bruno. They're all getting the same out of practice, right? The same experience. And I think that shows when you talk about players stepping up with injuries, for example. Yeah. So how exactly does that work in practice, and how do you ensure as a coaching staff that each player gets the same out of it?
Yeah, we don't differentiate a lot. So, you know, we won't work with traditionally in football, a lot of coaches will work with the 11 to 14 key players on the team that they deem sometimes in a lot of training sessions, you know, other players are used as call them pawns.
Okay, so stand here and defend.
Look like the other team and so on. It's not something we do a lot. And if we do that, where we're measuring ourselves against what the opponent may look like, everyone's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's changing and playing as an attacking role, as a defending role, and it doesn't matter who you are in the team because, you know, and everything in sports changes quickly. You know, an injury to a player or a substitution in a game or something happens. We need every single player, one, to be prepared for that match, and two, it's to get this stimulus. So whether you're a player who's in your 30s like Kyle Becker, he can get better every day. And whether you're one of the development players like Zane Bruno, you know, if we're not doing that with him, we're not helping him. Mm-hmm. We're not helping him be the next guy here in the next couple of years. So that's very important for me. And that's always a challenge as a coach. You want to win games, you want to win championships, but you got to remember you've got a group of 24, 25 guys out here who love playing football and want to learn. So you need to find the right balance there. Yeah, thank God up to now we found a pretty good balance. Yeah. And it's working with the guys. And we've seen the development, not only in the young players, but in players who have been here for 5 years.
Yeah, so there's no pawns. What are they called? Those mannequins? Like mannequins?
Yeah.
Those are the pawns.
Yes, that's what they're for.
Those things are heavy.
Yes.
I try and make myself useful sometimes after practice and carry them in.
Pinnies. Grab the pinnies.
I'm going to start grabbing the pinnies because holy crap.
That's it.
Okay, now we'll go to Canadian Championship. Tuesday, we're hosting here at Tim Hortons Field at 11 a.m. Initially, the opponent was supposed to be Halifax. Now it is the quarterfinal of the CAN Champs against CF Montreal. This is not an opponent you're unfamiliar with. Actually, I think Borges mentioned in his post-match interview that it feels like you guys play them often. So what have you taken away from your previous matchups with this team that you'll take into account to be successful on Tuesday?
Yeah, we got to be sharp. You know, this is a very good team, a very energetic team. You know, they're changed a little bit their identity again this year. I think in a positive way for them and as a club, they're playing some good football. And you know, these are very good matches. These are the matches you want to be playing in as players. We're happy to be getting a game here at the Tim Hortons Field on, you know, what's a little bit of a unique day, a fantastic day with what will be a full house here. But a unique day at playing at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, it takes us back a little bit to our roots and being a little bit younger. But I think all around it's a fantastic initiative when we look at what we're doing with the school day game for the club, taking a lot of effort from everyone to get this done. And we need to energize the youth in the city around this team. You know, these players have done an excellent job, the ones that have been here for a year and the other ones who have been here for 5+ years in creating an absolute, fantastic story in football and soccer in the city and beyond. And it's great that we're going to have all these people out here. And then on the football side, it's, these are the games you want to play. You know, we got a great opportunity in front of us. To keep on going in this competition, which is a tough competition. We have two games, one here, and then the return leg in Montreal. And we got to put our best foot forward and play our football. And that's going to be the most important thing for us, stick to our DNA and go out there and continue on the path that we've had in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to follow up with what exactly you think is so beneficial about having this game and, you know, an intentional opportunity for students and members of the community to come out. I think you just kind of answered it there.
It's a great place to come to and watch
like,
a game.
Why not? Skip Tim class. Horton
Field is fantastic.
You can probably learn. Milty and I were talking about this yesterday, actually. There's so many, you know how many learning opportunities there are here? Is this going to change your morning routine now that it's at 11 a.m. since you normally wake up at like 6? Are you going to wake up at 4? Something ridiculous?
No, I think 5:30 will do the job.
Okay. As I if think, that's like it. Any better.
It's kind of like a training day.
Yeah.
You know, guys are in here at 9 to train at 10. Guys will be in here at 9:15 to play at 11.
That's true. There you go. Okay. So the timing actually isn't too crazy.
No.
So since it's the school day match, I thought we would do some fun multiplication tables.
Ooh. Here we go.
I'm actually kidding. I wasn't going to do it.
I like quick math.
You were so ready.
We've done math before.
I know. And I thought you were going to flip it back on me. So
well,
I was
that's
like,
why I was getting excited here. Quick math.
Listen,
this
maybe
is my kid's nightmare.
No,
when we do quick math,
and you know
home.
What, your kids and me both, because absolutely not. I didn't think you would be so excited for the multiplication, Bobby.
It's great, start throwing numbers out, birthdays, years of birth.
Okay.
We've done that before. Right?
We have. I know. I'm kind of digging myself a hole here, to be
my
honest.
Birthday passed.
Happy birthday! Did I not say happy birthday?
No, we haven't done an episode. Did we have an episode last year, earlier in the year?
I don't
Where
know.
Where have you been?
Okay.
This Get might, on with these podcasts.
We might have to cut it here. Listen, I'll come back at you with multiplication maybe next week. Stay tuned for that because it was genuinely supposed to be a joke, but I guess we're being serious.
School day game. Got to do some math.
Be there Tuesday, 11 a.m.
This has been Behind the Beard with Mackenzie Barwell and Bobby Smyrniotis. If you like what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share.
Did I not say happy birthday at the beginning of this?
No.
Okay, that was supposed to be a bit as well.
Unless you did, but I don't remember. The same way I don't remember that you tried to dribble past me at halftime of last game, everyone.
That happened.
Maybe Corey can find that clip.
Very inappropriate. Apparently it happened. So sorry. Listen, happy birthday. Did you do anything fun or were you here?
No, I was here.
Of course. That's fun, though. That's like fun. Your ideal day.
Yeah, it's the best.